It's the 2015 Riley Radiothon, live from the Simon Family Atrium at Riley Hospital for Children.
That is right. 1-888-RILEY-KID. 1-888-745-3954. You can become a miracle maker right now. $20 a month is all we are asking. If you can't do that, you can do $1. You can do $5. You can do $10. Whatever is easiest for you right now. I became a miracle maker. And Miss E-Class, she had to cut out, so I have a fill-in co-host at the moment, and her name is 8-year-old Grace. Hey, Grace.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? Everybody give it up for Grace. Fill it in. Our newest rock star right here. So, you're a Riley kid. What do you love most about coming to Riley?
Riley is a great place to take a deep breath, and if you don't feel well, then go talk to your nurses. They make you feel good.
Yeah? I saw you over there playing with Braden and playing with that beach ball. Do you love beach balls as much as he does?
We like to play volleyball most of the time.
I think I saw you a second ago. You volleyed the ball, and it went, like, almost out of the building.
Well, it accidentally went over that, and then it just flipped over, and then it rolled off there. So I'm like, okay, that's an accident. I was like, uh-oh.
Whoops. That's all you said.
I thought it was going to be lost.
That's
and I was
so
like,
awesome.
Oh, no.
Your mom, Stephanie, is here. Hello, Stephanie. She's on her phone. I caught her off guard.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So I got to ask you, can we interview your mom real quick?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. Stephanie, do you want to ask her a question?
How do you feel about me going to Riley having surgery?
That's a great question.
Wow.
Grace, she's going to take my job.
She is. That's a great question. And that's a tough question for mom to answer sometimes.
I bet.
We're blessed to have Riley Hospital. And they saved Grace's life. She was diagnosed in 2010. With a rare brain tumor, and I took her to the emergency room at IUS for a twitching eye, and they did a CAT scan, found out she had a very large mass in her brain, and we were transported here, and a neurosurgeon was waiting for us and did an MRI, and then they ended up putting her in ICU, and then she had surgery 2 days later and removed a small portion, and they weren't able to get all of it because of a blood barrier. And it was too risky. There was so much swelling and stuff. So she ended up doing 2 years of chemo.
Wow.
And it stayed stable for 2.5 years. And then in October of 2013, she started showing some signs where she was kind of spacing out, irritable, and things like that. And her teacher and I had gotten together and talked, and both said that something wasn't right. So we had an MRI done, and she was stable. Everything looked good, but we went to fall break, and she had a full-blown seizure.
Wow.
That lasted for 12 minutes.
I couldn't imagine going through that as a parent, and the look on Grace's face, and you would never guess anything is going on, you know?
I know. She. You look at her, and you realize that she's lost. They have removed all her right spinal lobe.
Wow.
And when you look at the MRIs, and you look at her, and you're like, she's a walking miracle. She really is.
It's amazing. Grace, high five right now. It's children like Grace, Riley Kid Grace, that you need to become a part of this and keep Riley Hospital up and running. Please donate now. You can become a miracle maker. 1-888-RILEY-KID. That's 1-888-745-3954. Thank you guys both for talking to me today.
Thank you.
And
thank
my new
you
co-host, Grace. There we go. It's 93.9 The Beat.